Sydney's Lakemba Mosque was full of mourners last night, paying their respects to the family of a local cleric killed in Syria. Sheikh Mustafa al-Majoub died on Sunday in a rocket attack. His family says he'd been carrying out humanitarian aid and charity work. It's the latest blow for Australia's Syrian community, which has been struggling with internal tensions over the conflict. Will Ockenden reports.
The Lakemba Mosque in Sydney's west was overflowing as a service was held in honour of Sheikh Mustafa al-Majoub. He was well known, having taught at a number of Islamic institutions. He spoke about the Syrian conflict at a protest against the regime of Bashar al-Assad in January.
This nation of La ilaha illallah is like a lamp. Its fuel is the blood of the martyrs. Every time there is someone who is killed for this religion, this fire will only get stronger and stronger.
He was born in Saudi Arabia but had Syrian heritage. He'd been in Syria since June. In a Facebook post, he said he wanted to be as close as possible to the front lines to serve his brothers and sisters inside and outside of Syria. Kaiser Trad of the Islamic Friendship Association has spoken to Sheikh Mustafa's family.
His father advised me that whilst he was in one of the small towns on the outskirts of Lazikiya, a rocket fired from a jet had come out and hit him.
Sheikh Mustafa's brother, Sheikh Fida Majoub, is a member of the Syrian National Council, which wants to overthrow the current Assad regime. It's been reported the brothers were helping broker talks between rebel factions. But Kaiser Trad says Sheikh Mustafa was not involved in the fighting.
No, he's not a military person. We're not aware of any military training or role that he could or may have. All we know of him is that he's a man of God.
Mustafa al-Majoub leaves behind a wife and three children. It's understood the cleric was 29 years old. In a statement, his family says it's a time of sadness. They say they're honoured he died carrying out humanitarian and charity work for the sake of pleasing God. The conflict has already taken its toll on the local Syrian community. In the last fortnight alone in Sydney's southwest, there have been two incidents between pro-Syrian government and opposition supporters. The Department of Foreign Affairs has not confirmed the death and urges the 150 Australians in Syria to leave the country as soon as possible.
Will Ockenden.